This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Doug Steffen, chief of the DJ View. Say it again, Doug. The View.
I like
with Doug
that, the DJ View.
Victoria, the DJ View. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, thanks to Kara Schillen, who is in that big studio in the sky down in Washington. We're trying to create something new, something comfortable, something that will make the day go well for you. But, yes, sometimes it sounds clunky. Sometimes we're not very good at it, but we stick it out, you know? Show up every day making sausage on the radio. Nobody likes to watch the sausage being made, but, man, doesn't it taste good when it's all done? Jennifer's always happy to
sausage.
Say
this. You know, yeah. You're speaking to the wrong group.
Yeah.
Sausages. As it's,
is it tofu sausage?
maybe that'd
be real
better.
Sausage is delicious. I'm not trying to pretend I don't like it, but watching sausage being made,
Okay, speaking of sausage being made, yesterday at this time we were talking about the mess in Atlanta because of the this fire started under a bridge by three homeless guys who have been charged now with attempted murder. I mean, you name it, they're throwing the book at them, but it doesn't make things any better. Although, maybe it did. I find this inspiring, because yesterday, commuters crowded into mass transit. They added extra trains. There were fewer cars on the road. Yesterday, because it was the first day of spring break, perhaps gave them a little bit of a release, because the gridlock wasn't anywhere near as bad as was predicted because of the collapse of that bridge on 85. So bus riders way up. They put on extra buses, extra trains, and they're working quickly to rebuild the bridge. But in the meantime, they're providing more frequent trains. They've hired in buses from elsewhere. The thing about the transit systems, I know something about this because I used to be in the bus business for about 13 years. I owned a bus company in the Boston area here that served Boston, Worcester, and Springfield. And it was one of my early forays into a business and learning the hard way how to do things the right way and the wrong way. So in this circumstance, with the mine was a private company. We didn't have any extra anything. And we always were envious, which is not a great emotion to have, but when you look around at the public transit, for example, Jennifer, if you go over to the Big Blue Bus Yard in Santa Monica, they call the bus company in Santa Monica Big Blue Bus. They have spent hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars on this thing. It's like they have their own transit, even though Metro L.A. has a huge transportation system. Nope, not good enough for Santa Monica. We got to have our own bus company. So they have bought hundreds of buses. And if you go by the bus yard, which is down toward the end of Broadway on 6th, you can see during the day dozens and dozens of buses just sitting there. They have extras on top of extras on top of extras. Kind of like you go by the police office, the police yard. And the police station, there's always police cars parked all around it because they have more police cars than they possibly know what to do with. And they do it because they got to have them just in case. And so they are pulling, and the same thing is true with the trains that are being built all around L.A. Everybody wonders why they're so expensive. It cost $1 billion to put the extension from downtown L.A. out to Santa Monica. And
right.
They've done it, what, now? There's 10 different extensions all over L.A. County, and they're going to put, I think, one more in. And each time they do it, it's $1 billion. But it isn't just for the infrastructure, it's for the equipment. So you go by the train yard the extension that goes out to Santa Monica. Miles and I took a ride the other day, and there were dozens of cars just sitting in there, not being used. I can say it's for rush hour, yada, yada. Okay, that's fine. But in this case, and I'm only giving you this as food for thought, because it's good in this circumstance. You can say, okay, Doug, well, because the Rapid Transit Authority had more cars and buses and trucks and whatever, trains, then it was good because now they could take care of the earth. But at what expense? I asked that question. And it's just, it's a question. Because pretty much everything that's done by the government, and this is what Trump, I'm bringing it back around to Trump in a way, this is what Trump railed against, and this is what people know is going on, and they want to change. This is the kind of thing. Although, again, looking for the bright side, looking for the good in this, the fact that they have extra, so many extra trains and so many extra buses worked in their favor yesterday and today and this week and this month, because the snarls that will take place because this bridge collapsed will, you know, the side streets were apparently unbelievable. We call them surface streets in L.A. I take the surface streets most of the time. I don't know about you, Jennifer. I don't go up the 405. Yeah. I go up Sepulveda because it's just a nightmare.
I just had to do it yesterday.
I know. Always a nightmare.
The freeway is horrible.
Yeah, always a nightmare. So, in the meantime, the report card on Atlanta yesterday was much better than had been forecast. So, for that, you're to be congratulated, even though I did a four-minute rant on the excesses of government. And there are excess governments. So, anyway, excess things. The Transportation Secretary, $10 million from the feds to rebuild the bridge, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, in the meantime, it'd be interesting to see what they do with these guys. They built, and apparently, I don't know this, if maybe you looked into it a little bit more than I did, but all I saw was they arrested three vagrants, three homeless people who started the fire. Wasn't sure why they started the fire. Did they do it on purpose? Were they doing it to stay warm? And I want to know how a fire gets that hot that it melts the steel underpinnings of the bridge so that it collapses. Man, that must have been one hell of a fire.
Mm-hmm. Did you see
the
bridge
was
of
in such disrepair like most bridges in America?
Yep.
Yeah, well, then you got, and you know who to blame for that if you want to be blaming people. It's not the government. Well, it is the government in collusion with the unions. They don't build bridges. They don't build the roads the way they should. They're just a mess because they do a pee-poor job. Can you say piss on the radio? Say it on, you hear it on TV.
Why not?
All the time.
You just did. Okay. Yeah, you said a-hole the other day, so why not?
but I didn't say ass under the circumstances.
Thank you. We got it.
You did get it. Okay, good. Yeah. Congratulations. I'm glad we did.
It's just, I don't know. This infrastructure thing is tough. Trump has said he's going to tackle infrastructure in the next few months.
He really knows what he's up against. That is building the roads and bridges the way they ought to be built, not just rebuild them
right.
The way they have.
That's something that Democrats are really excited about. But, you know, in my state, I live in California, Jerry Brown has said, well, we don't really want to wait for Trump, so we're going to do this gigantic multi-billion-dollar tax increase so that now it's going to be like 12 cents more a gallon or something ridiculous. It's going to end up killing the middle class in California with like another $200 in gas fees plus additional registration costs to rebuild the roads in California. And the great thing is that they collect all this money and then they use it for other things because they don't actually say that they put in the bill, well, we can borrow from this money to use for other projects. And then your roads still stink and you're broke.
I mean, in New Jersey, where I buy my gas, they just upped it by 23 cents. It's an infrastructure gas tax. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll see if the potholes get filled in. I don't know. I mean, I don't know why. I don't know why infrastructure seems to be such a difficult thing. I was listening to, there's a podcast called Pod Save America, and it's a bunch of guys
Pod
who...
Pod Save America!
Yeah. It's a bunch of former Obama advisors, and they got together and they do this podcast, and they interviewed him. It was the very last thing he did before he signed off and handed everything over to Trump. And he said, you know, it's kind of funny to me that everyone's talking about infrastructure. He goes, how many years have I been yelling at you guys about infrastructure? And they all started grumbling. It's like, obviously, behind the scenes, something is blocking infrastructure.
It's the unions. The unions don't want to have, they come up with, it's the same thing applies to what happened to the levees in New Orleans. Instead of making them better, they just build the same thing over and over again.
Right.
They've done it three times now. It's been destroyed, built exactly the same thing. And even though everybody, even the persons on the street that you ask, say, oh, those levees are no good, they need to make them better. Do they make them better?
Well, yeah, no. I think of the road right outside of my apartment complex. There's always huge potholes, and every time it snows and the snowplows come through, the potholes get bigger. So we had two huge ones, one that was like 2 feet wide, and so you could try and drive over it, and like your wheels would on my little car would just barely make it over it. So I called, and they came and fixed both of them within a day, which was really nice. The county did. But now, of course, we've got a couple more potholes in the exact same place because we had snow. So
It just washes out. The stuff just fills the hole. But when the weather gets inclement and the water gets underneath that, that's what causes the problem. If you notice on the interstates or wide roads, where the fault line is always where the joints are in the macadam. If it's a three-lane highway, there are three joints because they're only most of the machines that lay down asphalt, the farthest, the widest they can get is 12 feet. So if you've got a 36-foot roadway, you got to run three different layers down, and when they match them together, if they don't get them tight and use the appropriate asphalt sealer, the water gets into it and breaks it up, especially in the Northeast where the salt in the stuff they put on the roadways, it eats away at this stuff, and that's what causes the big holes. I was driving out to Western Mass last week. Can't tell you how many potholes I saw. In the they're dodging them. It's like playing dodge 'em on the going to the park or something. It's ridiculous. And so these holes develop, and you put the tar in it, and the water gets underneath it and lifts up the tar. There's nothing to keep it in there, and that's why you get another pothole in a week. That's how that works, Kara. It's the same thing. They just throw something in the hole. The water gets underneath it, especially if it's cold, warm and cold. The road heaves. It just throws this stuff out.
Oh, yeah, which you know Maryland is every single year. 50 degrees, 80 degrees, 30 degrees, 70 degrees.
Yeah.
Every week.
Right.
Yep.
Yep. Okay, let's do something good for our listeners, shall we? Let's help them with their sheets. Get your sheets together, folks. Parachutes deal is the best. You need to get your sheets together. Go to parachutehome.com/DJV. Get free shipping. Free returns. Jennifer's got her sheets together. Victoria's got her sheets together. Kara's got her sheets together. I got my sheets together. And if you want to get in bed with the best, then you need to go to Parachute Home, located in Los Angeles, someone over there. Jennifer, did you ever go over there? I don't know that you ever did you?
No, I don't think I was invited, actually.
Rose in Venice. Yeah, you were. I wanted you to come the day I was there.
Oh,
you were too busy doing
that. I don't know. I don't know if I got that invitation, but, maybe I'll get my chance again.
Well, maybe next week we'll go over again.
Okay.
Anyway, parachutehome.com/DJV, pillowcases, sheets, covers, bedding, towels. Look on their website. See the things, the catalog. That's what you, Victoria, have been very interested in. You've gone and looked at the catalog, and they have a lot of different things in there.
I'm going to be adding, because I am in the process of doing a big spring clean, and we're replacing rugs and curtains and everything. So now we've got our new sheets. Now I'm going to add the new towels from Parachute, too.
Yeah. Well, I was going to get you some for your wedding, but...
Oh, really?
So anyway, they donate the returns. If you don't happen to like these sheets, you got 60 nights to sleep on them. In the past 6 months, they've donated a couple of thousand sheets that people have sent back to Habitat for Humanity. When you send them back, they give you something else, but then they take the sheets and they donate them. So it's a very progressive, smart company run by a couple of young women who really know their stuff. And that's why they register with Victoria and Jennifer and Kara, because they understand what you're thinking, what your needs are, what you want. And that's the bottom line. Then when you're trying to hit an audience or you're trying to hit a customer, you got to know what the customer wants. And people want sheets that are soft, the Egyptian cotton, the quality of it, stitched in Italy. They want this quality. You get it. They get it. You get it. At parachutehome.com/DJV. They'll give you free shipping, and the returns will be taken care of if you haven't. I've not heard of anybody that bought them from us or through us that sent them back. But anyway,
no, because you fall in love with them. They're so good.
Parachutehome.com/DJV. Get on it now. Get yourself some really good bedding. 21 minutes after the hour on the DJV time.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Me to her, Idina Menzel, who is fabulous and apparently has a great career. She already has one going for her, but she's got a greater future, it would seem. She has her 50-city worldwide tour starting this Friday in her Long Island hometown, moves to North America. She admits that she likes a good mini bar when she's on tour. She said, quote, "Doesn't have to be gourmet, just peanut M&Ms. Some chocolate-covered almonds. I binge on them," she says. Yeah, I'm a classy chick. Sounds like a chick out of my wheelhouse. I don't like peanut M&Ms. I do like plain M&Ms. How about that? But chocolate, and there's the new lemon-covered almonds. Have you tasted those, ladies?
No,
lemon,
that sounds good.
Oh, God, they're great. Oh, fabulous. Anyway, so let's see here. She's this Friday at the Long Island Nassau Coliseum. Ever been there, Victoria?
I have, yeah. I used to go to the Islander games begrudgingly because I'm a Rangers fan. But
Is it big? Yeah, how big is it?
I mean, it's like a regular hockey arena. Yeah. I mean, they do concerts. They're going to keep it open for concerts after the Islanders left. Yeah. It's kind of old. It's, you know, it's all right.
Come on.
It needs to be renovated.
Just because it's old, that doesn't mean that it's broken.
No, but it's like old and junky. It needs to be renovated.
She says it'll be one of the best shows because I'm home. Flooded with memories, good ones, bad ones, bullies. Some chick was mean to me. You know, that kind of family stuff. I get emotional. I remember that I was a girl, a dreamer, that wanted to do something with her life, and I was able to do it. What a wonderful story. Yeah, and this is what I say to you all the time, and I sort of reflect on it in my own world. You know, you have desires, you have dreams. Not all of them are going to come true, but many of them can if you focus on them and you don't give up. Menzel's the only Tony winner to have also scored a Billboard Hot 100 hit. This is from Frozen. Is that what, are we playing Let It Go now, or have we gone?
Well, that was the song that we came in with.
That was the first one, yeah.
Which will now be stuck in your head for the rest of the day.
Forever and ever. You'll be letting it go.
Yeah. She earned her first Tony for 19... Well, she was nominated in 1996 for Rent. She won Best Actress in a Musical for performance as Felaba. Is that how it?
Elphaba.
From what is it? Elphaba.
Elphaba.
Elphaba. That's
the it. Yeah. She's
from Wicked.
To be the evil witch in Wicked, which is that's what this song is from.
Yeah. Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. She got a third nomination, 2014, for If Then. A lot of artists.
I think that's the one that she partially wrote, or I think she had something to do with that one.
Yeah. I've listened to the soundtrack of that in the car, and it's really, she's very special. She obviously is special. Sometimes experiences, she says she doesn't always have stage fright, but sometimes she gets it during a performance. That would bother you. You're trying to remember your lines and you get really, oof, man.
Yeah.
That'd be tough. All right, let's see. What do we have here? Let's change the tone and the tempo and the mood a bit here. Going over to the Grateful Dead. Wow. What a... Let's see what we can do to bridge this by the story of Bob Weir joining Phil Lesh for a performance of the Grateful Dead's classic Terrapin Station in the Lochan Festival in Virginia. That's in August of this year. They've only played together a handful of times since the Dead farewell shows in 2015. So they're going to... I don't know. Do these guys not get along at all?
I think they do. I think they've just gone in different directions. I have some friends who are kind of like Deadheads, and they like it a lot better when the two of them are together, but they follow Phil Lesh's his own thing. And, I mean, it's just... They certainly seem to have a following, a big following still.
That's true. Deadheads?
Yeah.
All over the place.
It's like a cult, isn't it?
Yep.
Kind of.
Yeah, it is. Yep. All right, Deadheads unite in August for Lesh and Weir to perform together. 28 past the hour now on the DJV Experience.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. According to a recent study, over 62% of dogs over the age of 10 will experience at least some type of symptoms, which could include cognitive dysfunction. Now, some of the signs you need to look for are confusion or disorientation. The dog may get lost in his own backyard, get trapped in corners, or even behind furniture. Pacing and being awake all night, or a change in sleeping patterns. Loss of house training abilities. A previously house trained dog may not remember and may urinate or defecate where he normally would never. Decreased activity level. Decreased attentiveness or staring into space, as well as not recognizing friends or even family members. But the good news, there's a lot of research that's been done with cognitive dysfunction. Have a conversation with your veterinarian. There are natural as well as medicines on the market that you can use that may bring that memory back at least a little bit. So if your dog does suffer with cognitive dysfunction, have a conversation with your vet. It can make all the difference. I'll more next time.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-967-7474. 800-967-7474.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
What do we do when the breaks come for news, commercials, that sort of thing? There's a podcast that we have developed that will be reviewed every couple of weeks. The ladies talk among themselves during the break. And we have, where are we with that, as a matter of fact? I forgot to ask you, Kara, where we are with
We just need to get the intro done, and then it'll be up.
Ready to go. So, okay. So during this past break, I was doing something very creative with my mind.
What were you doing? Mad Libs?
I found a I found a website in which you tell the website, you put in the zodiac sign in which you were born. Mine is Scorpio. And it tells you which sitcom character you are closest to. So I put in Scorpio, and what came up was Monica from Friends.
What?
What has Monica got to do? Okay, so that's what comes up with me.
Sounds like a good use of your time.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Okay, the DJ The Experience with Doug, Jenna, and Victoria celebrating. Well, we had all this time given to the men in the NCAA March Madness, but how much attention has been given to the women's basketball championships? Not enough as far as I'm concerned. So let's acknowledge South Carolina capturing its first women's college basketball title, beating Mississippi State 67-65. Any of you watched these games?
I did see some of it, yeah.
And what did you think?
They played incredibly well. I saw the devastating loss that UConn women had. I think they had won 111 or 112 games in a row. And
really?
Lost the games in a couple years.
Yeah, and they got beat by Mississippi State on a buzzer beater. I mean, it was the most incredible play to watch, and you just stand in disbelief. It was shocking the way that they lost, and there's nothing, you know, you can do about that. I mean, there were less than 0 seconds on the clock. The ball was already in the air. Swoosh, that was it. It was over.
Huh. Isn't it Victoria? Swoosh.
Ball was swoosh.
Yep.
Swoosh.
It was tough to watch, you know.
Swoosh. All right, let's do. I saw something. I debate whether to tell you stories like this.
Ooh.
A 21-year-old student at University of Connecticut during a celebration of some sort of March Madness. There was some event going on, and they had a pancake eating competition in connection with it. That got to do with what's one got to do with another? Anyway,
right.
She choked on a pancake and died.
Yeah, these things never end well.
No.
Do you remember?
Stupid.
Do you guys remember a few years ago in radio when they had that water drinking contest and someone died?
Yep. Lady died.
Why don't we just stick? I mean, let's just not do it. I mean, leave this to the professionals. Leave this to Joey Chestnut if he wants to.
The guy with the hot dogs?
Yeah, and Kobayashi if he wants to sit there and eat a bazillion hot dogs. Let him do it. We don't have to have other people doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Oof.
It doesn't sound fun either. I like to savor my pancakes.
I know.
All right, people in the news, before we do, I suppose this is all wrapped around sports. There's a lot of hoopla and trending on John Cena proposing to his girlfriend Nikki Bella at WrestleMania. What is she, a wrestler? I don't know anything about her. I know
she's a wrestler too. Mm-hmm.
Really? So he's still married though?
No,
he was in the past.
To somebody else that was a wrestler?
Okay, I'll give you the whole story. No, he was.
Jennifer,
he was with
too.
His. Yes, I love wrestling.
If you're a wrestler, you can only marry wrestlers.
Yeah, he was with his first wife for a while, and when they divorced, he said that he didn't want to get remarried ever again. He didn't want to have kids, and this was a big piece of drama between him and Nikki Bella. They have a reality show.
Really?
Called Total Divas. It's about the women's division of WWE. And so this was a big drama that played out on the show. Because he's dating Nikki Bella, and Nikki Bella is one of the stars of the show.
Oh, okay.
And so she was talking about how he didn't want to marry her, and she was all distraught. Well, then they started talking a little bit more that she, you know, maybe he would marry her someday. So the two of them had a match together. It was John Cena and Nikki Bella facing off against The Miz and his wife. And so they won, and then he proposed, and come on. Who didn't see that
coming? Like
she
could fight her way out of a paper bag.
What? Nikki Bella's tough. She's tough, yeah.
Is she?
Yeah. She's like solid muscle.
Yeah, there was actually a cute story yesterday with John Cena where he was saying, I guess Nikki Bella, like a year and a half ago, had to get surgery for something. And so after they administered the anesthesia before she went under, he had like 20 minutes where he was with her where she was just kind of groggy and he could ask her whatever he wanted. And she, you know, basically wouldn't remember it afterwards. So he apparently told her, he said, I'm going to marry you. And so she didn't remember any of it, and then a year and a half later he proposed. Why it took so long, I don't know.
Yeah, why did it take that long?
All right, let's
make sure he wanted to get married again. This was a life change for him. He says he still doesn't want to have kids, though, by the way.
I'm looking at a picture there. She doesn't look like she's any big time.
All right, Doug. Well, we'll set up a schedule, and you can fight her in the ring, and then we'll determine really a stick or not.
It's the moves.
By the way, she's the one that was always called like the heavier. She was like the fatter Bella because her sister Brie is super thin, like really skinny, and she used to get made fun of because she was the one that was a little thicker.
She didn't look too thick to me. All right, anyway, so that's we did half of the sports report. Let's do the other half. Patrick Ewing has been hired as the coach of Georgetown. Who's got the story?
This is a big deal. He, of course, the former All-American for the Georgetown Hoyas, he's been hired now to be their head coach. This is his first head coaching gig. He's had a lot of assistant coaching jobs, and this is a lot of people have been saying it's about time that he gets that he gets full control of the team. And to go back to his own team is a huge boost for them. I mean, Georgetown ruled in the 80s and in the early 90s, and they've just been flat for a really long time. So he replaced the son of the coach that he had when he was at Georgetown. So there's a little bit of controversy there about changing of the guard. But I think that this is going to be not only a great publicity event for this for the school, but I think it's going to be a great move for him. So we'll see how he does.
Yeah, I don't know. Patrick, you whenever I think about him, all I think about is Dallas. It has nothing to do, obviously, with this, but it's sure.
Well, I think J.R. Ewing is that
J.R. Ewing. Do you remember J.R. Ewing from Dallas? Man?
Right.
Yeah. Well, okay. The Ewings come up, I always think of that. Whatever happened to that Dallas remake that was on for a couple of seasons? Did that go away?
It got canceled. I loved that show. I watched every episode. I loved it.
It was pretty nasty, but yet, on the other hand, it was
soap opera. Come on.
Yeah. It was juicy.
Lots of soap. Okay, speaking of soap, you don't need soap to wash your tomatoes when you get Tasty Lee tomatoes. It's time for our food news brought to you by the folks who bring you Tasty Lee tomatoes. TASTI-LEE. Go online, Google it, whatever you want to do. Find out the story. How do you order them so you have the same exact experience that Jennifer has had, Victoria's had, and Kara's had, and I've had. It's just back and forth with the fellow that runs the agency that brings us Tasty Lee tomatoes and talking about how great the people there said, wow, what a great job you're doing talking about this on the air. Yeah, because we believe it, because we've tasted them. We know how they are. And you will, too, if you order them or you just go to your store. The food store can get these Tasty Lee tomatoes they order them the same way you do. But why would you wait?
Doug's referring to your grocery store, by the way.
Food store.
Yeah.
The food. That's the food store is where you get food, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Or groceries, either way.
But groceries are sometimes. Well, anyway, I argue that point. Tasty Lee tomatoes taste like you grew them yourself. Taste exceptional. Appearance exceptional. When the package comes to your home, you open it up and you'll smell how good these tomatoes are. Tasty Lee, tasty with an I-Lee.com. As I say, you can find them and order them yourself, or you can go to your favorite store, grocery store, food store.
Thank you.
Can't buy them in the dollar store. You can't find them. You probably find them at Target, though, right? Some of the stores like that, they have.
Does Target have food? I didn't think so.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the one near us doesn't. Okay.
They do. Yep, Costco does, all of those BJs. Anyway, let's get them ordered in to your home or get them at the store. But whatever it is, note, please, Doug says get them, try them, use them. You will never go back to any other kind of tomato, especially in the off-season. Tasty with an I-Lee.com, Tasty Lee Tomatoes. Available now. Go online. Tasty, TASTI-Lee tomatoes. Okay. So we continue with the butter debate. Yesterday, we were talking about the idea in Wisconsin that you can't have any butter in Wisconsin except butter that comes from Wisconsin. And so now the...
No Kerrygold.
Yeah. Okay. So one of the most heated debates in the kitchen is whether or not you ought to refrigerate the butter. Does it get rancid if you leave it out? I used to have this all the time. Leave it out because I want it to be soft for the corn.
This little contraption that, like, you can store it with some water and it just sits on your countertop.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what you do?
No, my dad does it. I think it's called a butter bell or something. And you fill the butter, you put, like, a stick of butter in there, you smush it down, and then it stays on the counter.
Really?
And it's all watery? Well, no, it's not watery. The water's at the bottom, and then you lift the butter out from the top, like the bell part comes out.
Oh, okay.
So...
Google it.
Yeah, Google. Let's see if we can see. Because if you leave butter out, I remember my mother used to not be happy about the butter being left out. I don't know that anybody else ever told me that. I leave it out in the summertime when I'm going to have corn or potatoes, because it's no fun to put hard butter on corn, right?
Right.
But it is a dairy product. It's mostly fat. It is, however, because it's mostly fat, it's less susceptible to bacteria. So a appears to me, I didn't know this.
And salted butter, I guess, versus there's a difference as well. Yeah, with salted versus unsalted.
Yep, right. So do you leave your butter out, Victoria?
No, that just freaks me out. This is one of these weird things that, like, if you go into someone's house and you see their butter, if you're a refrigerated butter person, which I am, and you see butter that just sits in a cupboard, it kind of freaks you out because you don't know how long it's been sitting there.
So what do you do with your corn?
I don't eat corn because it's genetically modified.
No, you can find corn.
You know, it's not easy.
Wait, isn't corn normally? I cook my corn, and then it's hot enough that you just stick
the butter
on it.
The butter melts.
Right, exactly.
Or you get one of those little butter corn contraptions where you put the butter in, and then you just wipe down the corn cob.
When it comes to leaving butter out of the fridge, the first important thing is you keep the butter crock airtight. If it's exposed to air, it spoils much more quickly. If it's properly sealed in the container, salted butter especially, will last about 2 weeks. If room temperature in your kitchen rises above 70 degrees, keep it in the refrigerator. Unsalted butter, best left in the fridge at all times. So, salted butter, you can leave it out for 2 weeks. Unsalted inside. Is that pretty much the headline?
Yeah.
That's the story, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Coming to you as a public service from the DJV Experience at 46 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some things for the office, but money is tight.
Well, now at Staples, we're celebrating HP Savings Month. You'll find big savings on great HP products all month long.
Save big on HP? How big?
Right now, when you buy one HP ink, you'll get the second 40% off.
Whoa. Mind blown.
You're the third one this week.
Now, during HP Savings Month at Staples, buy one HP ink, get the second 40% off, and experience the outstanding print quality of original HP ink cartridges.
It's 4817. See store or staples.com/HP month for details. Restrictions may apply.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
This report is brought to you by Odor Eaters.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur. Yours phone system.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, indeedy. I was talking earlier about the good side of the deal with Iran. Boeing orders for $20 billion worth of planes, including some of the new 767s, which have the largest windows on any commercial aircraft. However, those windows are only 18 inches wide, and according to an announcement made yesterday, there's a company that's going to make a 4-foot plane window.
Hmm. That'd be nice.
So the largest one now is 18 inches. It's in the 787. And it seems weird because most of the ones that you see in the commercial airliners that, you know, like the 767, 737, they are about
teeny tiny.
12 inches wide. And about 12 inches. They're about the same wide and up and down.
Tell you what, that 4-foot window, though. Yeah. You better make sure it's insulated.
Yeah.
Because the one thing that I hate about sitting by the window is that it is freezing over there.
Never, you think that's bad? Sit by the emergency door.
That's what I did. There was a Delta flight, and I'll never forget it because I can actually like feel how cold I was.
Yep.
It was a Delta flight, full flight, so you couldn't move, over the wing, which was a great seat. I think I was in an exit row. I think I had lots of leg room. Yep. But I remember leaving there, and my arm was frostbit when I got off the plane in Hawaii. Cold. I had like rubbed blankets all over to try to like create a barrier. It was freezing.
Start out using, they're going to use them on private jets and then see how they can fit them into some of the newer jets being made. That's a big window though. Wow. 10 before the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Where's that jingle? I thought we had a variety of jingles. We were going to try them out from the gospel. The gospel.
Yeah, we used the gospel one next week.
Don't we have another one?
We've got two. Don't be greedy.
Yeah. All right. I'm not being greedy. I'm looking for expansion here. Tom Kreitler at 54 past the hour on the DJV Experience. Tom is the host, along with Leslie Segretti, of the fabulously successful, informative, and happily spirited Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. He's a handsome guy, a home improvement specialist. He is the kind of person homeowners want to call at midnight. The only thing is he won't take your call at midnight, but they want to call him at midnight and find out.
Call it
the
midnight
story.
When the roof's leaking or the basement's flooding.
And plenty of roofs leaking. You know, here's where we'll start. Doug tells his personal experience. Yesterday, up on the roof, is a flat roof. Remember, you were at the farm.
Yeah.
Once? Yeah. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So most of the farm buildings have pitched roofs, but there's one where the store is that's flat roof.
Right.
And it's had gravel and tar and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
But we came up with an idea that we would take rubber roofing, not rolled roofing, but regular rubber. It's about a half inch thick.
Yeah.
And you can buy it all over the place. And we've placed that down on top of, we cleared off all the loose material that was on the roof. And it's like gravel, you know,
right.
little stones and things. And then we fixed all, patched all
okay.
the holes, yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then put this rubber roofing down,
uh-huh.
and then use the asphalt. It's kind of like a glue
right.
to stick it together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it looks like it's going to work, right?
So have you had a good rainstorm yet since you did?
Yeah, we had. Well, that's why I brought it up, because mm-hmm. we finished it yesterday. We started it last week, and then it rained, and so we still had leaks. So what would you think would be the success quotient of something like that?
You know, it either works or it doesn't work. It's either got a hole in it or it doesn't.
Right.
And if you did a good job on the rubber roofing and all the seams are installed properly and the flashing is done correctly where there's any protrusions through the roof, you're going to know very quickly. And we got a lot of rain coming, so you're going to find out real soon.
Right. Okay. But do you think that's a good idea?
Yeah, rubber roof's a fantastic product. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Here's Ella, who writes, I have a two-bath house. I'd love to have a laundry room closer to my kitchen. Presently, there's a bathroom across the hall. Would make a great space for this. Should I give up the bathroom and make a laundry room there?
I wouldn't do that, because you know how real estate's valued, Doug. It depends on how many bedrooms, how many bathrooms, and so on.
Right. Yep.
And so if you were to give up a bathroom, that's going to really hurt you in house value. I realize that having that laundry room, not that level, would be very convenient, but you'd better off training the kids to carry their clothes and put them in the hamper than leave them in the hall, because that's going to be a very expensive modification. You know, you can actually do a laundry room without having as much space as you think. You know, in my house, Doug, I actually have a full-size washer and a full-size dryer, but I have them stacked one on top of the other. You know, you think that stacked washers and dryers have to be like these mini apartment size. No, I have a full-size washer and dryer stacked. Takes up a lot less room that way. And in our case, it made room for a folding table and place to have sort of, we have the hampers underneath the folding table.
Yeah. We're
really able to kind of make it fairly compact in this sort of utility room that we have it in. But I think with some creative design, you may be able to find space for that laundry room, perhaps on the first floor where it's closer to where you generate the dirty clothes. You know, that's the thing. Traditionally, people always put laundry rooms like in the basement, right, or like off the kitchen. But then you're schlepping the clothes from, say, the second floor bedrooms all the way down all the time and then back up. It's just a ridiculous.
I have it here in this new house where I'm living. It's not a new house, but it's on the second floor.
Makes more sense, right?
Yeah,
it's going quite so far.
Sense. Yeah, right.
That's where you generate the dirty clothes, right? That's where you get changed.
All right, Larry has a problem. He's had to get moisture up there, rusted nails through the sheathing, mold is starting to form. What the heck does he do about that?
Well, if you look up in the attic and you see rust on the nail heads, you'll see condensation drips, you'll see that kind of mold. You don't have enough attic ventilation, Larry, so you need to dramatically increase that. Now, most of the time, folks will try things like roof vents or soffit vents or gable vents. What I recommend is a ridge vent. It goes all the way down the peak of the roof from one end to the other. You put a slot, cut the ridge of that roof wide open, about an inch and a half open, cover it with a ridge vent. It's going to let plenty of air out. And if you have good soffit ventilation, what will happen is the soffits will become pressurized and the ridge vent will become depressurized. You get a nice circulation of air through that roof 24/7.
Really? All right, so there it is. A couple of helpful hints for Ella and Larry listening to the program. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program every weekend.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.